Welcome to the Grow Deep Podcast with me, Matthew. FOMO, or the fear of missing out, isa tong totoong phenomenon na masyado nang nagiging real and common at hindi lang yan, nagko-cause ng significant stress sa buhay natin. It can affect anyone. Ako, ikaw, kakilala mo, professor mo, boss mo, lahat tayo pwedeng maapektuhan ng FOMO. Pero, merong mga ibang tao na mas malaki ang risk nila na mag-suffer from this kesa sa iba. Sa episode na to, pag-uusapan natin yung history nitong FOMO. Ano ba ang sinasabi ng research about this? Paano ba natin pwedeng ma-recognize ang FOMO sa life? At paano ba natin mamamanage ang FOMO para ma-avoid natin yung negative effects nito sa happiness natin sa buhay? So ano nga ba ang FOMO? Basically, ang fear of missing out ay tumutukoy sa isang feeling or perception na yung ibang tao ay mas may saya, mas maganda ang buhay, or mas maganda ang mga na-experience kesa sayo. Meron itong deep sense of envy, guys, na nakakaapekto sa self-esteem natin. Minsan, ano, mas napapatindi pa to ng social media, kagaya ng mga site ng Instagram at Facebook. O meron ka bang Instagram at saka Facebook? Ibig sabihin yan, medyo nakaka-trigger or mas nakaka-blow up pa ng FOMO yung mga social media site na yan. So ang FOMO ay hindi lang yung sense na merong mas maganda pa dun sa mga meron ka. Pero it's actually the feeling that you are missing out on something fundamentally important that others are experiencing right now. It's not just about looking for a better thing, but it's this sense na baka merong sobrang importanteng bagay dun kesa dun sa meron ako ngayon. So it can apply anywhere, alright? Pwedeng maging party, nami-miss out mo ang party, pwedeng promotion, pwedeng trabaho, pero ang common sa FOMO ay merong sense of helplessness na you are missing out on something big. Ang history nitong FOMO ay hindi bago sa era natin. Kahit na ina-assume ng maraming tao na matagal na itong nag-i-exist sa humankind, no? It's only been studied during the past few decades. Okay? Noong 1996 research, nagkaroon ng pag-aaral si Dan Herman, isa siyang marketing strategist. At siya yung unang gumamit nung term na fear of missing out. At nung lumaki na ang social media, itong FOMO na to has become more obvious and has been studied more often. Alam nyo, ang social media ay naka-accelerate ng FOMO in many several ways. Kasi yung social media, it provides a situation in which you are comparing your regular life to the highlights of others' lives. Ang makikita mo sa social media ay yung highlight ng mga buhay ng mga tao. At ang tendency natin is to compare our everyday life, our regular life, to highlights. Eh, di ba? Labo nun, di ba? Ba't mo naman gagawin yun? Therefore, yung sense of normal natin ay nababaluktot, natatransform, nawawarp. At feeling natin, we are doing worse than people out there. Diba? Pwede ka makakita ng detailed photo ng friends mo na hindi ka kasama pero enjoy na enjoy sila. At nagkakaroon ka nitong fear of missing out. It's something that people may not have been so readily aware of in the past generations. Pero tayo, dahil sobrang sub-sub tayo sa social media at lagi nating nakikita yung mga story and posts, lagi nating nafe-feel to. Mas susceptible tayo dito sa FOMO. Ang social media ay nagke-create ng platform kasi for bragging, di ba? Ito ay isang place kung saan yung mga things, events, at yung happiness. At parang may competition pa nga, di ba? Parang ganun yung feeling. ito yung boyfriend ko. Eh, boyfriend lang yan. Kotse ko to. Parang ganun. Ewan ko ganun eh. People are comparing their best picture-perfect experiences. At nagli-lead yan sa atin to wonder kung ano yung kulang sa buhay natin. Parang ganun yung sense na nakukuha natin dito, no? So, according to research, At habang mas lalo pang nare-research tong FOMO, nagkakaroon tayo ng mas clear na picture ng ano ba talaga to and how does it really affect us. And mind you guys, no, hindi maganda yung na-paint na picture as this is more and more studied. Dahil maraming negative effects ang fear of missing out. At ito ay mas common pa kesa sa inaasahan mo. I-consider natin tong mga bagay na to. Unang-una, social networking sites, right? So, hindi naman nakakagulat na yung mga adolescent, no, yung mga basbata, they use social networking sites at a higher level and they may experience FOMO as a result. So, tayo, no, tayong namulat sa social media, mas susceptible tayo. Interestingly, you know, ang FOMO ay actually a mechanism of sorts, according to research, na ang ginagawa nito, it triggers higher social networking usage. So kapag may FOMO ka, ang sabi ng research, mas lalo kang nahuhumaling sa paggamit ng social media. At yung FOMO ang nagsaserve as trigger mo para lalo mo pang isubsub yung sarili mo sa social media. So hindi lang sa networking sites, hindi lang sa age at gender, pero pati sa life satisfaction rating. Mas maraming mga tao ang talagang naaapektuhan itong FOMO dahil bumababa yung sense nila na nasa kanila ang mga bagay na kailangan nila. Bumababa yung life satisfaction in general ng mga tao na nakaka-experience ng FOMO. Okay? So, ito ay nagpapalakas ng feeling na gusto natin yung mga bagay na nakikita natin sa social media at in turn, it makes us look back at our life and feel like unsatisfied. Okay? And maraming mga danger pa ang FOMO, no? Hindi lang kagaya niya ang mga nabanggit ko, unhappiness or depression or anxiety or lalong pagka-addict sa social media, pero it can also lead to involvement in unhealthy behaviors. Let's say, for example, ang isang tao ay nagmamaneho. And according to research by Computers and Human Behavior Study, no, ang fear of missing out daw ay linked sa distracted driving. O, di ba? Alam na natin yan. Yung ibang tao, nagmamaneho, pero yung isang kamay nasa manibela, yung isang kamay nakaabang sa cellphone. Okay? Kaya talagang it can harm us and even kill us if we don't deal with FOMO. Fortunately, alright, may mga step para ma-minimize natin tong FOMO natin. Kung nakaka-experience ka ng FOMO, maaari mong ma-minimize ito. So, ang FOMO can stem from unhappiness and dissatisfaction in life at itong mga feeling ng unhappiness and dissatisfaction ay ipopropel tayo, itutulak tayo sa pagtingin pa sa social media at lalo pang lalakas yung FOMO natin at cycle yan. Nakukuha nyo ba yun? Nagiging cycle yan. So, what can we do? Understanding where the problem lies. No? Itong FOMO na to, it can be a great first step in overcoming it. Kapag naiintindihan natin kung saan nanggagaling ang FOMO, kapag naiintindihan natin kung ano yung nagpapalakas ng FOMO, magkakaroon siguro tayo ng idea kung paano natin pwedeng i-minimize yung FOMO natin. Unang-una, change your focus. Guys, ikaw, no? I'm really also talking to myself right now. Kasi na-experience ko rin to eh. And let me tell you, when you use social media, and personally ako, I use social media a lot because I maintain the Facebook page, the Instagram, with some of the friends, no? It's very easy to get in that cycle. So we have to change our focus. Rather than focusing on what we lack, let's focus on what we have. All right? And I have to admit, and I guess you would agree with me, mas madaling sabihin yan kaysa gawin. Tama ba? Lalo na sa social media, dahil bombarded tayo ng mga images ng mga bagay na wala tayo. In fact, that's the purpose of social media. Gusto nilang magbenta ng products sa atin. Okay? But it can be done. We can change our focus. you add more positive people to your feed. Yung mga tao na nakikita mo, they're satisfied with life. Sila yung mga i-follow mo. At i-hide mo yung mga tao na masyadong nagbabrag at masyadong, alam mo yun, masyadong, well, you know what I mean. Yung mga masyadong nakaka-trigger ng FOMO, unfollow mo muna sila. Alright? And yung mga tao din na hindi supportive sa pag-minimize mo siguro ng mga bagay-bagay sa buhay, give them a snooze for 30 days and see how it affects you. Pwede mong baguhin yung newsfeed mo para magpakita ito ng mga less things that can trigger your FOMO and more of things that will motivate you to not only feel good about yourself but to also reach your goals. Okay? Mag-work ka sa pag-identify ng kung anong mga bagay yung humahatak ng joy at happiness sa buhay mo. At yung mga bagay na mapapansin mong ganun, minimize them. And you add more things in your life and in your newsfeed, okay? That makes you happy and motivates you to reach your goals. So that's number one, change your focus. Pangalawa, keep a journal. Okay, alam ko lahat tayo hindi masyadong mahilig magsulat. Okay, I'm not telling you to write an essay, 4-page, double space, 12-point font every day, no? Hindi ganun, no? It's common kasi to post on social media and to keep a record of the things that you do. Masaya ka, gusto mo mag-post. Pero, baka sakaling pareho tayo na nanotice mo na you, instead of just posting, ang nangyayari sa social media pag nag-update ka ng buhay doon, your mind tends to notice kung nava-validate ka ng mga friends mo online. Tama ba ako? Magpo-post ka na nag-aaral ka. Magpo-post ka na ito yung nafe-feel mo, ito yung ginagawa mo at the moment, ATM, mga ganyan, no? Pag walang nagla-like, okay, at the back of your mind, iniisip mo, sino kaya magla-like nito? At pag walang nag-like, walang nag-heart, at yung mga tao na ine-expect mo na magla-like at mag-heart or magre-react ng care or what, no? Hindi sila nag-react or walang pumansin dun sa post mo, magba-backfire yun ngayon, okay? That's usually what happens, alright? So, kung yan ang case sa'yo, kung aminado ka, no? Ako aminado ako, ikaw aminado ka ba? You may wanna take some of your photos and memories offline. Baka bas better na offline tayo. And keep a personal journal of your best memories kaysa sa online, edi mag-invest ka ng isang magandang notebook talaga. Yung maayos na notebook, bumili ka ng Moleskine, ipamper mo yung sarili mo kung mayroon kang pang-ipon, no? Or umorder ka ng black notebook sa Shopee. Meron dyan, mga less than 1,000 pesos. Gawin mo journal mo. Okay? Alam mo yung pag-keep ng journal, it can actually help you shift your focus. Aalisin ng pag-journal ang focus mo mula sa public approval na tinitrigger ng social media at pine-perpetuate ng social media papunta sa isang pribadong pag-appreciate ng mga bagay na nagpapaganda at nagpapasaya ng buhay mo. Yan yun eh. Yung shift na yan. From public approval to private appreciation can help you get out of the cycle of FOMO. Alright? Pangatlo, you seek out real connections. Alright? Maari kasi na makita mo yung sarili mo, mahuli mo yung sarili mo, that you are seeking a greater connection when you are feeling depressed or anxious. And this is healthy. Pagka-depressed ka and anxious ka at naiisip mo, parang sana meron akong mas deeper pa na connection with someone. I wanna tell you, okay, that's healthy. Because that's how we're created. We're created to have connection with others. Alright? Feeling loneliness or feeling excluded is actually a way of our brain to tell us that we want to seek out a deeper, more connection with others and increase our sense of belonging. So pag nalulungkot ka, feeling mo depressed ka, anxious ka, it's the way of your brain. Kinakalabit ka ng brain mo. At sinasabi ng brain mo sa'yo, you need to belong. I want to feel that I belong. I want to have this sense of belonging. Right? Unfortunately, okay, ang social media ay hindi laging best way para ma-accomplish yan. Tama ba ako? Okay? You might be running from your depression and loneliness and anxiety, which is a bad situation to feel, but it's a good warning. You know what I mean? It's a bad situation to be in, but it's a good warning to tell you that you need deeper connection, okay? Tatakbo ka sa social media at ang magagawa lang nun ay increase lang yung FOMO mo. And according to research, gaya ng sabi ko kanina, mas titindi lang yung anxiety at saka yung depression mo dahil dyan sa FOMO na yan, yung mga effects ng FOMO. So rather than trying to connect with more people on social media, bakit hindi mo subukan, di natin subukan na mag-connect tayo sa small, few, but meaningful people in our life. So gumawa ka ng plano with a friend, umayos kang magbisita, mag-arrange ka, mag-create ka ng group call, mag-imbita ka, you know, bumisita ka sa isang tao na alam mo mapagkakatiwalaan mo. Siyempre, no, stay safe, guys, no? And doing anything on social media that gets you out with friends can be a nice change of pace, no? So para sa iba sa atin, posibleng bumisita sa mga tao na malapit sa atin. And it can help you to shake out that feeling that you're missing out. Kasi, actually, sometimes, what we need, really, is real connection instead of public approval. Okay? If you don't have time to make plans, yung direct message sa social media, sa isang kaibigan, mag-meaningful message ka, maging honest ka lang. Hindi mo kailangan magsulat ng poem para matuwa yung kaibigan mo at mag-create ka ng real connection, no? Huwag yung ganun. Maging honest ka lang. You can foster a more intimate connection than posting to all your friends and hope for likes. So, post ka ng post, umaasa ka na may like, wala naman nagla-like. Nalulungkot ka lang lalo. So, ang gawin mo, mag-DM ka, mag-PM ka, at talagang i-open mo yung puso mo at maging honest ka. Alright? Sunod, I want you to focus on gratitude. Right? Alam mo, ayon sa pag-aaral, yung pagiging grateful, yung pag-engage sa mga activities that can help you appreciate more of life, kagaya ng pagiging thankful, pag-keep ng journal ng mga bagay na pinagpapasalamat mo, pagsulat ng mga small, very simple notes sa mga tao na naka-impact sa buhay mo, pag-send ng PM sa mga tao na nakatulong sa'yo, mga ganyan-ganyan, ano? Yan yung mga enhancing, gratitude-enhancing activities, right? These activities can lift up your spirit and hindi lang ikaw, pati yung mga tao na ina-appreciate mo, na pinag-e-expressan mo nung gratitude mo. And this is because it's harder to feel that you lack things when you are focused on the things that you already have. Kaya yan nakakatulong. Gaya no, this is similar to my first suggestion, ano? That you really focus on, change your focus, and focus on the things that you already have. It also holds true, no? Now, this is really effective. Kasi, by making others feel good about themselves, we also cause ourselves to feel good. Kasi nag-create tayo ng positive impact sa buhay ng tao na inappreciate natin. Okay? So, yung lift ng mood may just be what you need para mahimasmasan ka at mawala yung feeling ng depression or anxiousness. Most likely, hindi mo ma-feel yung pull, yung temptation ng pag-go down sa trap na naman, na nakapako na naman yung mata mo sa social media, na ang social media ay nagpapalakas lang ng FOMO at marirealize mo na naman nitong mga bagay ay hinahatak na naman sa isang maling focus ng buhay mo. Pagka nag-focus ka sa mga bagay na meron ka and you practice gratitude, alright? Keyword, practice. It means it will take work for you to develop this. No? Kailangan magsimula ka muna. Huwag mo masyadong i-expect yung sarili mo na everyday mapractice mo na siya agad. One step at a time, kapatid, no? Pag na-practice mo tong gratitude, magkaroon ka ng gratitude-enhancing activities. Simula mo sa bahay, sa kaibigan mo, pinaka-close mo. You will begin to feel that you have what you need. And you will be able to create a positive effect in people's life. And this can be a wonderful effect on your mental and emotional health. Okay? So, remember these things. Dahil itong mga bagay na to, at itong FOMO, the fear of missing out, kahit hindi siya bago sa humankind, tayo na nasa social media age ay very susceptible to this. And I really, really hope that you would stand with us, no, dito sa podcast. Ang gusto namin yung mga ganitong klaseng bagay. Hindi yung FOMO na nagkikreate ng depression and anxiety at pinupull tayo sa isang cycle, pero yung joy of the simple things and the joy of finding happiness in a few but meaningful things. I hope that you follow the suggestions. You might not be able to follow all of them at once, but work on one or two of them this week. And I'm sure that if you try, no, you will see something change. You will have less FOMO and more happiness with yourself. Kung ipapractice mo to, tapos it works for you, give us a PM. Punta ka sa Grow Deep Podcast Facebook page at saka Grow Deep Podcast Instagram at kwento mo sa amin kung paano nakatulong yung mga suggestions dito sa episode na to. We'd love to feature your post or your story on our Instagram or Facebook story para naman mas marami pang tao yung ma-encourage din na changing our focus actually works. Keeping a journal, being really connected with real people instead of the news feed really works. I hope this episode blesses you. See you again in the next episode. God bless. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you were blessed with this episode. Kung gusto mo pang makarinig ng ibang episodes from the Grow Deep Podcast, sundan mo lang kami sa Facebook, The Grow Deep Podcast on Facebook, and sa Instagram, it's growdeep.podcast on Instagram. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So kung hindi mo pa kami na-follow, sana i-follow mo na kami. See you in the next episode. God bless!